a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat on the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw back his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. So what a wonderful conversation that took place between Bartimaeus and Jesus in the Gospel this morning. There was a man, Bartimaeus, a man of absolute perseverance. He wasn't going to give up. "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me," he kept crying out. And then we're told he threw aside his cloak, got up and ran to Jesus. So he left everything, because that was probably his only possession, his cloak. He ran to Jesus. Now, Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" So now you ask yourself that question this morning. If Jesus at this moment said to you, "What do you want me to do for you?" What would be your answer? You don't have to shout it out, but just think for a moment. What would be your answer? "What do you want me to do for you at this moment?" I think my own answer, I can only speak for myself, would be, "Jesus, help me to be the person that you want me to be. Nothing more and nothing less." Because I think that's the greatest thing we can be. Just to be the person that Jesus wants you to be. Do you think you are that person? In the way you live and things you do and the things you say, your attitude to life. And if not, then I think we could say, "Well, Jesus, help me to see." That's a great expression in the Gospel this morning, because we all need inner enlightenment. Because I don't think we always see what is important and what is not important. And that's a gift from the Lord, the gift of enlightenment. To know what is real, to know what is important. How often I have, and I'm sure you have, looked back on something that happened yesterday or last week, and I've said to myself, or you've said to yourself, what a fool I have been worrying about that, or lying awake at night worrying about that. So that was a great answer that Bartimaeus gave. Lord, help me to see not just my physical sight, but also my inward sight, which is even more important. What do you want me to do for you? That's the question Jesus is answering us this morning.